The other morning, as I was getting ready for the day, I was listening to my Bible, and Mark chapter 11 was being read. The story that I will be discussing happened in verses 12 through 26, Mark chapter 11. It's a story I remember, but have always thought it was a little unusual. Jesus was walking with his disciples, and he was hungry. So he went over off the path to a fig tree that had leaves on it. And the Bible clearly states that it wasn't the season for figs to be on the tree. But there were no figs on the tree. And because he was hungry looking for a fig, and there were no figs on the tree, he said to the tree, "You will never have figs ever again from this time forward." And the disciples heard it. I thought that was very unusual, as if possibly Jesus was mad at a fig tree that was not in season for not having figs, and he cursed it. And I always thought, that doesn't sound like Jesus. It doesn't, just getting upset with the tree and cursing a fig tree because it's not in season to have figs on it. But this time, as I was listening to the story, I realized this story did not have anything to do with a tree or figs or if it was in season. Skip down to verse 20, and the next day they were walking back past the fig tree on the road again. Jesus knew they would come back past this fig tree. And Peter noticed it off to the side, and it was completely dead. Not only did it not have figs, it was dried up all the way. The roots were dried up. It was a standing tree, dead. And Peter said he remembered what Jesus had done. And he said, "Look at this fig tree. It's dead." And at that time, Jesus used this visual aid to speak to his disciples about faith, prayer, and forgiveness. That makes so much more sense to me. Jesus was the master teacher. Everything he did had a purpose, and everything he did was for a person or a group of people. In his life on earth, his entire life was an example of how to live. And everything was a teaching moment. And as a teacher myself and a Sunday school teacher, I always try to stay near the four Gospels, and I'm always looking at the life of Christ, pulling out how he handled relationships, how he spoke to people, how he treated people, what he did in circumstances with relationships, and it's all throughout those four books. So much teaching there. Jesus wanted the disciples to see what happens when you are filled with faith. He lived his life on earth as a spirit-filled man, even though he was God and he could not sin. He chose to live in the power of the Holy Spirit to show the example to his disciples of how they were to live and how we are to live. And that fig tree drying up was just an example to his disciples as they were coming by the next day. It was a visual aid, so he could stop and teach them. And I just think how beautiful that is. Every single moment was a teaching moment. Every single thing that he did, he knew ahead of time he'd walk past there and he'd use it as an example to teach his disciples. And I would love to live like Jesus in the spirit of passing on the gospel to others. Passing on what I have learned about Christ, about Christianity, always ready on my tongue, thinking through who I can help, who I can disciple, who I can be a blessing to, how I can use a situation as a teaching moment for the Lord. Always, always ready to help and encourage and teach and train and lift up and promote the gospel and the glory of God. Ladies, let's know that every circumstance around us is not a coincidence. everything happens for a reason, and we can use all that happens to us and for us and against us to be teaching moments in how we can use them for the glory of God. This week, let's keep our eyes open for all of those opportunities, just the way Jesus did. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week.